Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Guest today, Parker Alexander. Parker, it's good to have you on. I appreciate you being here. Tell us where you're calling in from, first of all, and what you do for a living with the Heartbeat brand.
Yes, I am from South Lake Tahoe, California. I started the Heartbeat brand 7 years ago. It started as Tahoe Heartbeat, and I'm the founder, the creator, the owner. I'm the designer, design everything, and we are a thriving hat company, putting passion into fashion, asking the question, what makes your heartbeat? If you love it or care about it, we've got a logo for it.
That's awesome, man. I love that. And tell me a little bit more about your just general background. I mean, leading up to creating this brand, what kind of wanted you to get into the apparel space? And yeah, tell me a little bit more about that.
It really stemmed from growing up playing sports. I've been playing sports my whole life, played every sport, basketball, baseball, football, hockey, soccer, tennis, everything, now pickleball a lot. And just wearing hats, I think, as a kid in playing baseball, I've been wearing hats forever. I've just kind of been a hat guy, and then just always super into fashion. In 2005, right out of community college in Tahoe, I went to LA and I went down there to model and act. And in that world, there's all this wardrobe, and you got to have all your wardrobe, and you go on set and they've got all this wardrobe. And so I was just loving clothes and fashion, and, you know, from everything from watches, shoes, belts, accessories, hats. So that really kind of was where my fashion love began. And then I started crocheting beanies when I was 14 in high school. A girlfriend of mine taught me how to make beanies up here in Tahoe. It's cold.
Very cool. Yeah.
And so that was my first source of income. When I was 14, I was selling beanies for $20 in high school. And then, so that kind of was my first like intro to kind of hats, like making them and selling them, going, no, I could do this as a business. And then I would like draw on hats and just draw the outline of Tahoe. And then that's kind of when this came about. I went to film school in San Francisco in 2014. And then it wasn't until 2017, pretty much out of necessity, I was drawing the outline of Lake Tahoe on hats, came up with an EKG design, put it on the outside of the Tahoe logo, posted it on Facebook and Instagram. And I had 200 orders like overnight. Everyone wanted one. And I was like, ooh, that's interesting.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I love fashion. And it's from doing this the last 7 years, I just really, I love designing. I love being unique. I like making prints for under the bills, putting photo under the bill. Just playing with colorways and different avenues has really been enjoyable. With 500 styles now, it's
incredible.
It's fun to see using all different fabrics with corduroys and hemp and sheer waterproof materials and just standard cotton twill and then different cuts. It's just a fun experience to just get to like really become a large hat brand and kind of learn all the aspects of it in fashion.
Well, that's super cool. So when you started, I think you said 7 years ago. What was your kind of general like go-to-market strategy as far as like, you know, where you're looking to sell this? I mean, obviously you started online, you got 200 orders off your Facebook. Moving forward to 2024 here, are you still selling mostly online? Do you have any like, you know, locations where you sell out of now as well? Or
so we're majority wholesale, actually. We're like 90% wholesale. We're in 300 stores nationwide on our website. We have a retailers page where you can see where all our stores were in. So initially it started, actually, we were doing local events here in Tahoe. We were doing Live at Lakeview, little concerts on Thursdays. We're doing farmers market, some events in Reno, brew fests and rib cook-offs and just things like that. Because you'd go there and people go there and see, you know, there's all these vendors, there's food trucks. That's kind of like a vendor opportunity to go showcase your company, your product, your brand. So that's how we, like our first couple of years, we did 100 days of events under the tent, I made 10 by 10 branded tents. They were all beautiful, which not a lot of people do. So I highly recommend that if you're in the, if you're starting with a product and doing events. And we just had such a crazy good response. I mean, I hand drew the first 200 hats and then we ironed on like the first 20,000 patches. We sat in my living room for the first two or three summers just ironing on patches before we got private manufacturing overseas, which was a huge step. But that was, I mean, it was just simple at little events, just selling, just showing people the product, and the response was just so continually well. And even people are still constantly hitting me up. They're coming by my house to shop. I got people coming shopping today because I have a whole little showroom in the back of my house just for all my people up here in Tahoe. Tahoe. So it's, then it grew to wholesale. We got into the grocery stores, actually. We got into the Safeways and Raley's here in Tahoe. And that really kicked us off because we weren't competing against really other merch. Our stands were right at checkout and they were nice Tahoe hats that nobody'd ever seen anything like it. And the logos have meaning. So with the logos, you know, saying what makes your heart beat, if you love or care about something, you know, you can represent like, I love pickleball, but it doesn't say I love pickleball, you know, like the I love New York shirts.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. I'm in New York. So yeah. In your face.
So, you know, stuff like that. It's just, and we tried text and stuff, but just having something that people like, the designs were cool, colorways were cool. And then the logos are really what are helping set us apart. You know, we trademarked every state, every sport, every everything to be able to grow into the Heartbeat brand.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I think people enjoy that like subtlety and not just like so blatant, like, yeah, the I Heart New York shirts. So classic.
It is. I mean, it still works. I mean, you know, yeah, there's the home tees that just have the state and it says home. And like,
yeah,
it's not, I mean, you never know what's going to work, but you know, they've sold millions and millions of those. So it's, that's kind of what gives us hope too. We're like, okay, well, it's like similar, but a little more heartfelt. So it kind of worked.
Yeah, no, I could definitely tell. It's awesome. I was taking a look at some of like the gallery on the website and I couldn't believe how many different actual designs there were, which is like incredible. So like, I mean, how do you go about, I mean, I suppose like the state-based ones make sense, right? So obviously like those markets will, you know, buy those things. It makes perfect sense, right? But then as far as like, you know, your retail partners that you work with, I mean, how do you even start to begin to decide like, you know, how do they begin to decide like which designs that they want aside from like the state-based ones, I suppose?
That's a funny question, actually. It's really weird. Like I actually, like I'm a faith-based person. I've been a Christian my whole life. I kind of let like just my like intuition lead most of this stuff. Like it's really strange. Like we've never had a business plan. We've just been kind of just like rolling things out as they go. And initially it was just Tahoe. And then it was actually two friends came to me. They wanted to expand the brand. They knew I was already trademarking new logos and the intention was to expand. And Adam Williams, he came to me and he said, I want to go to Florida. I'll move to Florida. I want to start Florida Heartbeat and see how it does so we could test a new market. And then my other buddy, Cameron Martin, he went to Idaho. They're both still on the team. He went to Idaho and started Idaho Heartbeat just because they kind of wanted to see what happened. And Idaho went really well. We got in the Albertsons out there and got a bunch of wholesale going, doing events. And then Florida is like huge. Florida is like one of our biggest logos. We're in like 70 stores in Florida because it's warm over there and everybody buys hats and lots of tourists and things. So Florida really worked out. And then from there, Adam came on as like my full-time partner. He is just a beast. He quit his couple $100,000 corporate job to come sell hats. His parents were like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm building a brand, mom and dad. Check it out. This is going to be fun. And so he lives in Sacramento where our warehouse is. And you don't really know. You're like, you just have to test markets, basically. Like you're essentially kind of just throwing logos at the wall and hoping that they stick, kind of, with reference to knowing what colorways sell, what styles have sold, you know, over the few years of growing. Then we just kind of slowly started launching sports logos with surf and golf because we know surf was coastal. So that worked out well being in California and Florida. So we're like, okay, we'll try surf because it fits in. And then golf is just so broad. There's so many golf courses. So then now it's come down to like, where can we target per logo? So like with pickleball, fastest growing sport in the world. We're selling so much pickleball stuff because pickleball is huge. And then with hunting and fishing, they're just broad, right? So then it kind of has turned now into like, what's most general? Because instead of just instantly going for hockey and baseball and basketball and football, the big sports, which we're working on now, instead of targeting those initially, go for stuff that everybody's interested in, right? Like, so like there's so many golfers, there's so many hunters, there's so many fishers, so many pickleball players. And then even now we have launching our dog Heartbeat line, which is
nice.
The response for the puppy paw with the EKG is crazy because everyone loves their pets, right?
Yep. So,
you know, and then there's tons of dog groomers and pet stores. And then just so basically just kind of going down that path of just like, I made a list of all our logos and then I would look how many stores and how many opportunities there are. So that's with right now we have our dog line, our mountains collection, our beach line, our camping line, paddle boarding, and our wine collection, just because there's so much wholesale opportunity there as well as retail.
Yeah,
so
it's amazing.
It's just kind of constantly evolving and then it's a wild ride.
No, it's also the paw print one I can imagine is probably blowing up. I mean, I think there might be more dogs than people in Manhattan by now. I mean, every person on the street has one or two dogs. I see people walking around with like nine like dachshunds on a leash. It's amazing. Of course, I love it. I love dogs too. But
in a city, which is it's wild. That's how when
I know in New York City is like, where are these dogs going? But the Central Park's big enough for all of them. I think, seemingly.
In Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco when I was at film school, and we had a dog, and so we take the dogs to the park, and there was just pets everywhere. So that alone, we're the dog heartbeat is going to be a big hit for sure. So we're excited. Those all launched the beginning of June.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's definitely, I think, a direction like a lot of Gen Z to millennial age are kind of going, like, before they maybe go down the route of wanting to have kids. I think a lot of folks, and like post COVID during that time, I think a lot of people were lacking a lot of companionship that they used to have, and I kind of went down that route with getting pets. I think the dog and like even cat ownership market has been just exploding since then. I'm not surprised to hear the success of that at all. Yeah,
we've got our cat logo coming soon.
I was gonna ask. Yeah, I was like, you got her, right? Yes.
Yeah. But that's kind of the premise of the brand, really. Having every sport, every state, you know, the goal is to be able to build a brand that resonates with people, you know, that they're passionate about, you know, people who like the brand they like that they can show something they love and care about. And so, it's just developing stuff that people will want to wear, and then growing into everything. It's being able to touch every market is huge as a company. Like most, like the Sharks will advise not to have too many SKUs. And our goal is to have the most SKUs.
Yeah.
It is 100% going against the grain of like most retail and product driven business. But it's also, if you have a sales rep in an area that can literally sell one of our logos to every single store on the block, you know, that's kind of the saturation goal, being able to have something for every store and for every person.
Yeah. This is another thing I learned. I mean, you know, having so many conversations with brand owners like yourself is like, there is no silver bullet. Like there's no adages that are applied to every business that, you know, even if you have a similar business, you might not be selling it the same way. You might be selling to retail. You might be doing 100% on your Amazon, or you might be selling all direct to consumers from your website, or you might be selling to like just corporate campuses. Like, who knows? And there's all different things that go into that. And there's not one rule, whether it's a marketing, whether it's an inventory or anything, that makes sense 100% of the time. So I love that you're going against the grain. I love how many SKUs there are. And I mean, I think it keeps people, especially that buy directly from you, they can just come back and get something new every day for two straight years almost. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the best.
Well, exactly. Like the customer retention because of that, you just have so many new options so consistently, that really works. And even with the options, like we were strictly tent vendor sales direct to consumer. Mm-hmm. And then from there we got into wholesale, and then we were like, oh wow, wholesale is selling in a couple $1,000 chunks. That's really nice, selling a few hundred hats at a time, and then scaling that. And then we launched custom. So we make custom hats for Caesars Entertainment, for huge companies all over the place, ordering thousands of hats. So custom because we do hats well. And then we just opened our blanks. So now we're selling blanks to decorators, because that's how we started, was ordering blanks. And there's only a couple of leading blank companies, Richardson's and Yupong's and Otto, and they've been in the game for 50 years, forever plus. And so now we've got our premium hats in different colorways. So we're like, you know, you might as well touch on every opportunity you can if you do something well.
Yeah.
That's always what I advise. You know, you're like, there's no reason to hold yourself back. If you have the capabilities, you know, spread your wings and go as far as you can.
Absolutely. And I want to touch on actually something else you mentioned as well, which was the first thing being, I know you mentioned like trademarking for your logos. I mean, with so many logos, how do you kind of grapple with that? I mean, that seems like a lot of like legwork and paperwork to have trademarks for every single one of them. So how do you kind of grapple with that process with so many SKUs?
So my very first trademark I did on LegalZoom for Tahoe Heartbeat, and it was like $1,000. And I went on the USPTO website and I realized that to do a trademark is only $250. So you're paying an attorney $750 a piece. So for one, it was going to get expensive. Mm-hmm. So I just went on and I basically went through all the forms, and since the first logo I did on LegalZoom, I've done every other trademark. So I write all our own trademarks. I do them all myself. I'm super familiar with USPTO. I'm super familiar with the office actions and the responses and everything, because that's one of the things as business that I kind of always tell anyone in business is like, if you don't know how to wear all the hats, no pun intended, it's going to be a bit more difficult. Like if you just go for hiring a marketing person and go for hiring an accountant and go for hiring somebody to do trademarks. Like, I was our accountant up until this year. I just hired an accountant 6 years in because, like, I really just wanted to understand all aspects of the business. And then with the trademarks, I just have lists in my lists and notes and everything else when all my dates are due and my office actions. And I think that just has to go with just being organized. Like, you don't get this far in a business without being very organized.
I think it's a really important point because, I mean, of course, you can find people to outsource for every, like, you know, single thing that you might need to do or that you just don't have time to do. But I think it is really important to at least dip your feet in to every aspect of doing those things yourself, just so that you know what a good person doing that job on behalf of you, what doing a good job at that looks like, I think is really important. Like, even if it's not, you're doing something for years, maybe it's just like you did it for 6 months, you realize I just don't have time to do this anymore. I need some help, you know, and looking for an employee or looking to maybe, like, you know, do have some, like, fractional contract work with somebody is some tasks you need done. It's really hard to gauge, like, who's going to be a good partner with you, whether it's an employee or otherwise, if you don't know what that looks like yourself. So I think that point is extremely well taken. I think it's really good advice for anybody listening who might be a new entrepreneur. It's really good
advice. Even with everything, like, I just got off a marketing call with Meta Ads guy, and I self-taught Meta Ads and the whole business suite for Facebook and Instagram ads as we start ramping up our e-commerce. But I, like, needed to know, like, now when I work with him about what assets we need, what content, what copy, what headlines, what everything, what placements, like, I have an insight versus just, like, if you pawn everything off, like, you're not optimizing, I don't think, because you need to have insight on everything you're doing. And if it's your company that you're running full time, there are different companies, like, scale wise, but for us it was, and I think that's kind of each person, but I'm a firm believer in really having a good understanding of every aspect of what you're doing in business is just the most optimal way.
I think it's, like, it might not always be 100% feasible, but it's definitely something to emulate to the most degree that you can. I think I'm definitely in agreement with you on that for sure. Yeah. And then, so Parker, there's one question I always ask everybody that comes on the podcast. If you watch any of my podcasts, you'll see I always ask this question, which is, you know, going back 7 years, you've obviously learned a ton since then, like we just talked about. If you go back and give yourself one piece of advice, if you were to start the business over again, what do you think that one piece of advice would be?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. I would say lay out a plan, a little more structured of a plan than just jumping in and seeing a response, because our pace has been so rapid by active response from buyers and customers and consumers that we are just, it's like so rapid fire adapting without necessary, like I said, like our plan we're blessed has worked and is just continuing to work. That's not common. Like there's so much trials and tribulations and ups and downs. So really having kind of an understanding of the vision, even after year one or two after testing and then knowing where you want to take it, like really putting a plan into place. Cause I was just talking with Adam the other day. I was like, I can't believe where we're at without a business plan. Like, you know, if we go to sell the company or go for an exit or whatever, like they're going to want a business plan. But at the same time, the business plan is just continue to add products, continue to get them in stores, and it's all working. So like that doesn't happen for everyone. But because we just, like you said, like with what logos to launch next and what's the order. And right now we're kind of just going with what's working. Now that we're getting big influencers to work with us, we're going, okay, we need to go with all the major sports leagues because those athletes are interested in working with our company. So it's everything just kind of evolving versus even now we're like kind of coming up with a plan more because you can do it at any time. But at the same time, it's definitely, you need an overview. I would start with an overview because not everyone gets this lucky.
Yeah, no, I think it's really good advice. And I think a lot of people can kind of fall into that. I mean, I don't want to call it a trap because it worked for you, but there can be, you can kind of fall into the trap of like, you know, just getting so involved in the day-to-day operations of, you know, things that are going on and kind of forget like the big picture sometimes. So like where you want to go and get wrapped up a little bit too much and just like the day-to-days and the problem solving day in and day out. So I think it's good advice for sure.
And you see companies do it all the time. You either expand too fast or you do this or you, you know, like it adds up and then all of a sudden it doesn't work out. And that's even us. We're like in a touchy space with like needing financing because we've got so much product on hand, but we still need to grow. And then, you know, but the warehouse is almost full. So do we get another warehouse to keep us growing, which, you know, all those things are, you know, it's just a constant puzzle you're putting together.
Constant balancing act for sure. That being said, your point is very well taken. I think that's really good advice. I appreciate that perspective for sure. Yeah, I just want to give you a quick opportunity as well, Parker, just to be able to, you know, plug your website, your social media, anybody listening to the podcast, maybe potentially interested in partnering with you or, you know, anybody just wants to maybe place an order or figure out where they can get their hands on one of these hats. Let everybody know how to stay in touch with you guys.
Absolutely. So the best way is our website is theheartbeatbrand.com. And that's our Instagram as well. at the Heartbeat brand. Yeah, we're constantly looking. We've got an affiliate program looking for influencers. If you know any stores that might want to carry our product, our hats fly off the shelves, money back guarantee. We literally will buy it back if they don't sell in wholesale, and we've never bought product back. So that tells you something in 300 stores. And then, yeah, we got custom. We're doing a ton of custom. We're making custom hats for everyone, huge companies and small, 100 piece minimum. And then our blanks, and feel free to hit us up. Let's be friends.
Awesome, man. Well, Park, I just want to say thank you again for coming on, man. I love what you're doing. I love your energy and passion for what you're doing with your company. And I just want to wish you the best of luck, continued success in everything that you're doing, including your pickleball game that you got coming up this afternoon. Yeah. Best of luck, brother. Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, Park. Thank you. Best of luck to you guys, too. Keep rocking.
Thanks, man. Thanks, everybody.
Cheers.